This is Pittsburgh Sunday Morning. My name's Sean McDowell. If you'd like to be a guest on the program, if you're a member of a group or organization that has an upcoming cause or event that the listening community will be interested in, doesn't necessarily have to be a local cause or event, doesn't have to be a nonprofit cause or event either. Contact me. My name again is Sean McDowell. My email address is my first name, and you spell Sean, S-E-A-N, Sean@DVE.com. I'll get back to you as quickly as I can. Welcoming to Pittsburgh Sunday Morning for the first time, it's our friends from Recovery United Pittsburgh. Their mission is to provide recovery housing, education, support, and training to adults 18 years of age and older in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction. It's also their goal to provide exceptional outpatient services and other affiliated programs to Recovery United Pittsburgh clients, the families and the members of the greater community who come to them seeking assistance to improve their lives. www.recoveryunitedpittsburgh.com. So we have with us this morning the founder and president of Recovery United Pittsburgh, John Miller. John, welcome to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We also have Allie Bradley here, Administrative Director of Admissions. Welcome to you, Allie.
Hi, thank you.
And my longtime family friend, multiple appearances on Pittsburgh Sunday Morning, Tim Grealish, a specialist in drug and alcohol addiction treatment, detox, and staying clean. Tim is a former addict himself. He's been clean and sober now for over 25 years. Tim's worked with Dr. Neil Capretto at Gateway Rehab. He's worked with Dr. Karen Plavin and the Reverend Dr. Jay Geisler at Oasis Recovery here in the Pittsburgh area, also with Gary Seach at Glen Bay Recovery. Tim Grealish is also a specialist in interventions. And what is an intervention? It's the one surprise party where you don't want to be the guest of honor. Recovery United Pittsburgh. Addiction is an insidious disease that affects the body, mind, and spirit, and therefore must be treated in a holistic manner. The philosophy of Recovery United Pittsburgh is that the disease of addiction is best addressed through learning to live in a sober and supportive environment, application of the 12-step recovery program in conjunction with superior behavioral and medical services. Tim, for you, right off the bat, we're not even finished explaining properly what Recovery United Pittsburgh is all about. But before we started recording, it's important that we remind everybody addiction is a disease of your brain.
That's right. And unfortunately, well, let me just say more and more people have finally signed on to the fact that addiction is a disease, which means that it can be treated. A lot of people get frustrated because they see these people continuing to use drugs, continuing to use alcohol, mm-hmm. in spite of having gone to treatment or been in maybe a sober house like Recovery United Pittsburgh.
Right.
But the bottom line here is really simple. It is a disease of the brain. It's been recognized as such since 1959 by the American Medical Association. Mm-hmm. These are people that are a lot smarter than I'm ever going to be. So there is treatment. And if you take it one step further, all you need to take a look at is the fact that insurance companies pay for the treatment of this disease. And, you know, insurance companies, they have a rough time paying for anything. So if that doesn't justify it, I don't know what does.
Well, we're talking about Recovery United Pittsburgh, and a fundamental tenet of their philosophy is that people who have personal experience in dealing with addiction can best help others who are afflicted with the same condition. So, and we have again with us, we have the founder, the president, John Miller of Recovery United Pittsburgh. We have Allie Bradley, Administrative Director of Admissions at Recovery United Pittsburgh. So all of your founders, most of your board of directors at your organization, Recovery United Pittsburgh, they're in recovery themselves, and that includes you and Allie, John?
That is correct. I just celebrated 18 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And it's a blessing, and it's been a lot of work, but it's all worth it.
Beautiful. Allie, you too?
I myself am in recovery. In January, I just celebrated 5 years.
Wow. And I mentioned Tim. Tim Grealish, you've been clean and sober now for over 25 years.
Now, don't say that. You're cheating me here. If I make it to April 4th, that's the big 30-year mark.
Wow.
But remember, I got clean and sober when I was 8, so don't think that I'm old and burnt out.
You guys also employ a whole lot of staff members who are also in recovery.
We do. Many of them are in recovery.
One of the best ways to stay clean and sober is to help other people who are newcomers. And at Recovery United Pittsburgh, they often say Nobody does what we do. It's become a mantra for them to remind themselves that they're willing to go to any length to help their people achieve the happiness and freedom that recovery has to offer. www.recoveryunitedpittsburgh.com. And again, the founder and owner is with us, John Miller. Allie Bradley is here, administrative director, admissions, my longtime family friend. Tim Grealish, a specialist in drug and alcohol addiction treatment, detox, and staying clean. What we're going to talk about, among other things this morning, John, Allie, and Tim, Recovery United Pittsburgh, are your five local houses, quote, three-quarter houses, or not, quote, halfway houses?
They are recovery houses. They are three-quarter houses.
Three-quarter houses. There is a difference between a halfway house and a three-quarter house.
There yes. absolutely is.
We're going to talk about that difference this morning. And the fact that there are too many unlicensed three-quarter houses currently operating here in Southwest PA. Tim Grealish brought this up to me. I had no idea. So Recovery United Pittsburgh, the leading provider of recovery housing in the area. There's so much great stuff you guys do for your residents. We're going to talk about this morning. You guys offer both inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services in Carrick, Brookline, in the Hill District. So these are areas among the neighborhoods that have been identified by the Allegheny County Department of Health. Carrick, Brookline, and the Hill District, these are the areas as having some of the highest rates of drug overdose deaths.
That's correct.
Would that be heroin, opioid overdose deaths, especially recently in the last like 3 to 5 years?
Yes.
Okay, Carrick, Brookline, the Hill District. So Recovery United Pittsburgh, they operate five different houses with 78 beds separated by gender, housing for men, housing for women. In the South Hills of Pittsburgh, these are safe and supportive, and they provide a drug-free living environment. At Recovery United Pittsburgh, they're able to help their residents as they transition from active addiction to a fulfilling life of freedom, providing clean, comfortable, and affordable recovery-based housing, education, and supportive services that we're going to talk about this morning, helping these residents to establish a strong and lasting foundation of recovery. The residents live in a safe, supportive haven that encourages sobriety, and it also improves self-esteem. Okay, John, Allie, Tim. Your residents are coming in with all sorts of addiction issues. Are they coming in from treatment centers? Are they coming in from hospitals, detox rehab facilities, maybe halfway houses, jail?
All of the above.
They're
coming in from everywhere.
Much of what we read about and hear about on the news locally and nationally is the heroin opioid pandemic that's affecting every community in the country right now. Are you guys seeing a lot of this, as I would imagine?
The majority.
The majority now?
Yeah.
Wait, let me ask a question, Sean. You've got 78 beds, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, out of that 78 beds, how many of them do you think are dedicated to people whose drug of choice and what got them into your place in the first place is heroin?
98%.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, it's very high now.
Well, now we've had, and Tim was a part of this, well, Tim and Gary Siege from Glen Bay, we've had Dr. Neil Capretto on here from Gateway Rehab. He talked about this years ago. He actually sort of predicted it, Tim.
Yeah, he did.
Neil Capretto said, you watch, there are so many people here in Western PA currently abusing opioids, OxyContin, Vicodin. You watch, he said, that's going to be too expensive for them down the road, and they're going to get into heroin, because the heroin now is becoming much more pure, it's much cheaper. Neil Capretto talked about this years ago. You and I have talked about this.
But the heroin hasn't become more pure. The heroin has become fentanyl.
Right, and now there's fentanyl.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Is it mostly, Allie and John, is it mostly people of all ages with the heroin, as you said, 90% of your residents right now, is it people of all ages, or is it younger people, 20s, 30s, and 40s?
It's all ages, but it is focused on, there's a lot of younger kids coming in now. You know, we're seeing a lot more 18, 20, 21.
Heroin.
And I think they're just not living much longer to come in when they're older.
I have friends of mine on the police force, Upper St. Clair, Scott Township, Mount Lebanon, and they have been telling me for years, you wouldn't believe the amount of heroin and how easy it is to get in those leafy, nice South Hills suburbs of Pittsburgh, Mount Lebanon, Upper St. Clair, Peters Township. There's heroin everywhere in those neighborhoods.
Right. Yeah, a few years back, most of our clients were from city or
yes.
inner city.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, a lot of our clients are in the suburbs of of Pittsburgh.
John and Allie and Tim and I have talked about this. Are the younger kids who are coming in with a heroin addiction, did they start off by raiding mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet maybe for Vicks or Perks years ago? Oxycontins, did they start that way? Or did what was the attraction to heroin? I understand if you had a back injury and you're in your 40s and you can't afford the pills anymore. Mm-hmm. If you're like a teenager, though, the attraction to heroin, when everybody knows how dangerous it is.
I see a good mix of it. I see them starting with things that are accessible at home, but I also see a good lot of just the low cost, the easy mm-hmm. accessibility. It's easier for them to buy a bag of heroin than get a bottle of alcohol. So it's a mix. Any way they can.
These are our friends from Recovery United Pittsburgh, the leading provider of recovering housing here in the area. They offer inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services all throughout the South Hills and also in the Hill District. They offer 5 different houses with 78 beds, housing for men, housing for women. They provide safe and supportive and drug-free living environments. I just mentioned to Tim, I saw an article, and as Allie said, a lot of your residents now are heroin, opioid issues, addicted. Cocaine is making a huge comeback because of supply and demand. Apparently in South America, Colombia, Peru, and Bolivia, they all had bumper crop years for the coca plant. So it's now abundantly available again. And it's, I guess, affordable too. Is alcohol a problem still as far as trying to get clean and sober? Because I know we mentioned the 12-step program earlier, which is often associated with AA. Do you guys still have alcohol people coming in needing help?
Yes, we have a good amount of alcoholics also.
My sister-in-law went through the detox program in Braddock years ago. Is that situation still existing in Braddock?
No.
Oh, it's not there anymore.
It's not there. No,
UPMC closed down the whole hospital.
That's right. That was a UPMC
facility.
And
what happened was the detox beds were actually transferred over to Mercy.
She detoxed in Braddock, and then she went to, I guess, a halfway house in Butler. But we're going to talk about the halfway houses and the three-quarters houses. Is it true, John and Allie and Tim, and you guys are all in recovery for years and years now, a lot of people with addiction issues, maybe they're reluctant to seek treatment. Maybe they can't afford it. Maybe their insurance only covers like 30 days worth of treatment. I mean, there's hurdles. There's doors you have to get through first before you can get clean and sober, right?
Let me just tell you from my perspective, because I put 392 people into treatment last year. Unfortunately, public funding and insurance companies aren't paying for extended inpatient time. This is exactly why these sober houses have cropped up everywhere, because in lieu of going back home where you may have burned way too many bridges, you can go to a place like Recovery United Pittsburgh for a real affordable and stay there for 2-3 months, stay in an atmosphere of recovery, stay in an IOP, an intensive outpatient, that this is the only recovery house available that has this IOP, and get the treatment you need. It's just not on a more restricted level of care, that's all.
You know, I reached out to Tim Grealish, Allie and John, because a friend of mine working at Giant Eagle, her daughter, a heroin addict, she was just trying to get her daughter into treatment of some sort. Tim stepped in, and her daughter was admitted to a treatment program here. Insurance only covered it for 30 days. Do you guys see that a lot?
We see that often. Mm-hmm. We see that the short term is always what the problem is.
What do you do next? If you only have 30 days of treatment and maybe you're not completely sober or completely clean, what do you do next?
Well, we always bring them in, we'll assess them, and we always want to refer them to our outpatient to continue the care.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you know, implement different.
So they're living in a safe and sober and clean atmosphere and continuing their treatment in an IOP instead
Correct.
Of inpatient.
Yes.
Wow.
And then we make sure that they're going. We bring them to and from our outpatient so they can't say, well, I'm going, and they don't go.
So if Sean wanted to go to your IOP, your van would come and pick him up and take him?
Normally, yes.
Wow. Well, we're pre-recording this program. It's Wednesday, March 8th, and the Affordable Care Act is being overhauled in Washington, D.C. Does this mean maybe that a lot of people, like thousands and thousands of people with addiction issues, they may not have any insurance now to cover them?
It may or may not.
That's to be determined.
It just depends on what happens, but it looks like a lot of people are going to be dropped.
Mm-hmm. www.recoveryunitedpittsburgh.com. And for those who are fortunate enough to make it into treatment at Recovery United Pittsburgh, you guys help your residents obtain full-time jobs, setting aside a portion of their earnings to pay for their program fees. Life skills are taught at Recovery United Pittsburgh, financial management, budgeting, performing activities of daily living, self-reliance. You guys help them acquire needed medical and mental health care. John and Allie, Tim and I have discussed this over the years. I've talked about this too with other specialists in your field of addiction recovery. Recovery United Pittsburgh, you guys work with your residents to reconcile and reunite them with their families. I know that addiction splits families. It can ruin families. Addiction puts people out on the streets. They can't go home again. I've had Community Human Services on this program before, Operation Safety Net out of Mercy Hospital. A lot of people living on the streets are dealing with addiction issues, serious ones. They can't go home again. They're not welcome at home anymore. This must be a huge task for you guys at Recovery United Pittsburgh, trying to reunite former addicts with their families and friends.
It's not easy.
Where do you start there? Group counseling? Because that's part of your outpatient treatment, right?
Yes, we do group counseling at the outpatient treatment, and our therapists also work with the individuals, and we do family counseling as well. We'll bring in the family so that there's an unbiased professional person in the room who, you know, has some education and knowledge and can help them work through the issues that, of course, arise during their addiction.
Go ahead, John.
And then when people are starting to get involved with their families again, we always want them to see their kids so we can oversee visits with their children at the houses and things like that.
These are our friends from Recovery United Pittsburgh. They're the leading provider of recovering housing here in the area, offering both inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services. They operate 5 different houses with 78 beds, housing for men, housing for women, and also your recovery housing program, John and Allie. Oh, I forgot to, it's John Miller, the founder and owner, Allie Bradley, administrative director of admissions, my longtime family friend, Tim Grealish, a specialist in drug and alcohol addiction treatment, detox, and staying clean. All 3 of my guests have been clean and sober for years now. Assisting in your recovery housing program, obtaining public assistance, Social Security disability insurance. You guys help out with job and educational opportunity referrals, referrals to mental health, drug, and alcohol treatment providers. www.recoveryunitedpittsburgh.com. And as Tim and I were talking about, it's important to remember that addiction is a disease of your brain. I would imagine a lot of people who are coming in with serious addiction issues to the three-quarter house, we're going to get to this in like one moment, to Recovery United Pittsburgh, literally they're almost sort of starting over. They may be in their 20s, 30s, 40s, but they just beat a serious addiction. And I just mentioned, you guys help them with job, educational opportunities, referral to mental health, drug and alcohol. A lot of times, I guess these folks need to be reintroduced into society.
Yeah. A lot of times they, you know, we've been living in situations where there's no structure, there's no rules, there's no governance, or they come from a situation where they never learned any of that. Mm-hmm. They never learned how to live properly.
Gotcha.
And it's like a complete retraining or total programming of, you know, how to be a productive adult in the world.
So when they come to us, a lot of times they don't even know how to do life. They don't know how to, half of them don't know how to work. They don't know how to bathe, some of them.
Is that right?
They're learning how to do everything because all of their time and energy has been spent on using drugs and alcohol.
Jeez. www.recoveryunitedpittsburgh.com. So I watched the video and the link that Tim sent me, the WPXI-TV story very recently, about some of these so-called three-quarter houses around the area. You guys are a three-quarter house and doing wonderful work in the South Hills and in the Hill District, but there are other three-quarter houses here that are really dangerous. Apparently, there's little, if any, supervision. Drugs can be present or are brought in. So halfway houses are licensed and inspected here in Pennsylvania by either the city, the county, or the state. But three-quarter houses, they're not licensed and inspected. And in fact, anyone can open up a three-quarter house here. When you're just about there as far as a clean and sober life, anybody can just open up a three-quarter house with no training at all.
Yep. Yes, if you have a house, you can put people in it.
And start making money.
Yeah. No one can tell you what you can do with your house. That's what they do.
Tim, you're the one that brought this up to me. I had no idea. Everybody hears about halfway houses, but maybe a lot of people weren't aware of the three-quarter house.
Well, more and more people are becoming aware because it's actually considered a level of care that has been developed simply because the insurance companies don't provide enough treatment or enough safe atmosphere. And what's happened is instead of me renting out a house to you and your wife for $800, I have a four-bedroom house. I can maybe put three, four, maybe even five beds in one room and charge $400 a month. And it'll include everything, the gas and electric. But you know, people sometimes see this as a way to really tear down a lot of money, but they don't manage it, and it just
no
goes,
supervision, programming, no counseling.
Some of them are like that. Not all of them are. There's Recovery United Pittsburgh is the leader. There are some other recovery houses that that I refer to myself that actually do a good job, that have supervision, that encourage meeting attendance, and watch out for the kids. You know, you talk about somebody smuggling drugs into one of these places, when the truth is you could smuggle drugs into a level 4 security prison. So it's not, if you don't have a good manager and a manager that's in recovery that understands this stuff like Recovery United has, you're doomed to failure.
At Recovery United Pittsburgh, I know you guys hold your residents to a curfew, mandatory 12-step meetings, chores are assigned as well. As Allie pointed out in this video that I watched on your website, that's www.recoveryunitedpittsburgh.com, that window of opportunity for an addict to try to get clean, that's a narrow window and it closes quickly.
It does. When you have that window and the addict is willing to get clean and do what it takes, you have to act now. You have to be able to get them into treatment, get them into a safe, sober place, and get the ball rolling. Otherwise, the disease is gonna win, and they're gonna use, and you're gonna lose that window, and maybe the addict.
But now, John and Allie and Tim, there's new legislation trying to get passed in Harrisburg that would create safety and oversight requirements for the three-quarter homes.
Mm-hmm. Right, I'm part of a group that is writing criteria for best practices. And presenting it to Allegheny County and Pro-A in Harrisburg, along with the other people at the state, in an effort to try and at least credential places so that there is some consistency. And Sean, I'm talking about something as simple as having a defibrillator, having a fire extinguisher, CO2, the proper bed space. You can't have three bunk beds in an 8x10 bedroom. That's just not right. And there has to be some regulation, and we're working towards that end.
Tim, how did the whole idea of sober houses start? Is this a fairly, Allie, John, is this a fairly new phenomenon, sober houses?
Yeah, I would say in the past few years, I mean, they've been around in the past, but nowadays, in the past few years, they're popping up everywhere.
And that's what they're referred to as, sober houses.
Sober houses, recovery residences, okay. Three-quarter way houses. This started back in the 60s with an organization called the Oxford House. The idea was to come into a town, you buy or rent a property, and you have eight guys in the house, and eight guys split the rent, eight guys split the gas bill, eight guys split the electric bill, and it didn't really succeed. And then within usually the past 10 years, 10 to 12 years ago, these things started to spring up. And as John just said, within the past 4 or 5 years, this place, it's just gone crazy. There are probably 45, 46 recovery residences, three-quarter way houses in western Pennsylvania. And Sean, I'm talking probably within a 8 to 10 mile radius of the studio.
These are our friends from Recovery United Pittsburgh. Their mission is to provide recovery housing, education, support, and training to adults 18 years of age and older in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction. John Miller is with us, founder and president of Recovery United Pittsburgh. Allie Bradley is here, administrative director of admissions. My longtime family friend, Tim Grealish, a specialist in drug and alcohol addiction treatment, detox, and staying clean. And everyone is in recovery here. And the founders, John, most of the board of directors of Recovery United Pittsburgh, they're in recovery themselves. One of the best ways to stay clean and sober is to help other people who are newcomers. And again, Recovery United Pittsburgh is the leading provider of recovery housing here in the area. We were just talking about halfway houses, three-quarter houses. Recovery United Pittsburgh offers both inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services. Carrick, Brookline, the Hill District, they operate five houses, 78 beds, housing for men, housing for women. They're able to help their residents as they transition from active addiction to a fulfilling life of freedom. Your treatment methods, including, well, everyone is evaluated first, and then maybe it'll be individual counseling, group counseling, family counseling. And I mentioned to the room, John and Allie and Tim, I have friends in their 50s and 60s who had heroin-addicted daughters. Who these women were in their 30s, they had children, the daughters would get clean, heroin addicted, then they would relapse. The grandparents, my friends, would take care of the children while mommy got clean again, and then the cycle would repeat itself. Tim and Allie and John, is the recidivism rate high when you're trying to break an opioid heroin addiction?
It's extremely high.
So chances are you're not going to do it the first time?
It happens. Doesn't happen as often. A lot of people have been in multiple rehabs, multiple admissions, multiple different recovery homes, and they just keep trying.
Yeah. National statistics indicate that the longer somebody's involved in some level of care, whether it be inpatient detox, partial hospitalization, IOP, or recovery rents, the longer they're in there, the much better chance they have to avoid recidivism. The bottom line here is, Sean, you're looking at people who used to get out of rehab and didn't have a place like this to go to. Mm-hmm. Your best guess would be probably about 8% would still be clean after 1 year.
So at Recovery United Pittsburgh, John, Allie, Tim, you guys use Suboxone. Can you explain what that is? Because Tim has explained it to me before, but maybe clarification. Now, this is to help an opioid heroin addiction. Suboxone is sort of like a substitute, but it can wean you off of the really dangerous stuff. Suboxone. Well, we've also talked about this. Tim and I, Gary Siege, Dr. Karen Plavin, Dr. Reverend Jay Geisler, Xanax. How dangerous a drug Xanax is. Though it's completely legal, it's really complicating the whole opioid heroin overdose pandemic sweeping the nation. Xanax. Do you guys at Recovery United Pittsburgh see a lot of people coming in with not only an addiction issue, but also combining that with a Xanax problem as well?
Yes. If they're on opiates, chances are they're also using a Xanax or another benzo with it, which is a deadly combination. It's extremely dangerous to use the two together, mm-hmm. but they do go hand in hand. And that's for, you know, a lot of the opiates they're using with the benzos.
Well, we talked about how high the rate is for recidivism from heroin opioids. How long does it take for someone to truly get clean from heroin or opioids? Is this a matter of years? Can people do it in less than a year? Can you do it? I guess it depends on a million different variables. Huh?
A pause lasts for 18 months. That's post-acute withdrawal syndrome. The key to this whole recovery thing, Sean, it's always in the first 90 days. Mm-hmm. This is why treatment centers and places like Recovery United Pittsburgh recommend that their residents go to 90 meetings in the first 90 days they're out of treatment. The success rate for people who actually go to 90 meetings in 90 days is 87% after 1 year, still clean and sober,
wow.
Which is an astoundingly high number. And, you know, nobody's going to be able to give you a number like that. And this was done on an outcome-based study that we did out of Gateway in the late 80s. If you go to these self-help meetings, the AA and the NA meetings, mm-hmm. and you're in a recovering atmosphere like Recovery United Pittsburgh provides, your odds are going to go up significantly that you're going to be able to stay clean and sober.
Tim, John, and Allie, we're almost out of time. Narcan. Do you guys provide Narcan at Recovery United Pittsburgh in case somebody does relapse? And what do you do?
And overdoses.
We do, absolutely. All of our homes have Narcan in them, as well as our outpatient center. And all of our managers and any staff are trained and certified in Narcan administration.
I think the governor of Pennsylvania, didn't he recently mandate that all school districts across the entire state have access or
open script.
Yes, mm-hmm. or supply Narcan in the schools right now mm-hmm. in case somebody overdoses. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, Eric Clapton himself, they attend AA meetings all over the world when they're on tour. They publicly talk about this. Recovery United Pittsburgh, the leading provider of recovery housing in the region, offering both inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services in Carrick, Brookline, the Hill District. These are the areas that have been identified by the Allegheny County Department of Health as having some of the highest rates of drug overdose deaths. Recovery United Pittsburgh operating 5 different houses, 78 beds, housing for men, housing for women, safe and supportive, a drug-free living environment. They help their residents as they transition from active addiction to a fulfilling life of freedom. Their residents live in a safe, supportive haven that encourages sobriety and improves self-esteem. Thanking John Miller, Allie Bradley, my longtime family friend Tim Grealish, Recovery United Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
www.recoveryunitedpittsburgh.com. This has been Pittsburgh Sunday Morning. My name's Sean McDowell.